Mimai, who told you that's pshat over here? Mimai, the bechod bedin iskun, that these two tekonos were learned together. Dilma maybe betrayed bedin iskun. They were learned in two different bezdins. So if we can't bring the proof that the lashon matana helps. So Morris says, let's talk about it, don't think like that. I'll bring the proof they were learned together. The Tony Rasha says in the Rasha that Zem Medrash Dorosh from Blazer ben Azariah. This is one of the drushes that the Blazer ben Azariah said, but Nechachomim, the Karen Biavna and Karen Biavna, that Habonim Yershu, the such of the Khan of Bonim Dichra and the sons Yashu and the mothers Tsuba, the Habonis Yizainu, and the daughters get fed from the property. And so Mahabonim and Yershu Meluyacha Mitzavim, just like the sons don't receive the Yerusha. So after the father dies, after bonus, the same thing the daughters, lo yizoyna, they do not get their panosa, el yacha mitzavim. So after the father dies, not only when the mother dies, but they have to wait until the father dies. Now, iyamatitim would tell me, bishleim of a choda bedin iskin, that these two tekoras were made up together, haimu diyafina tekanta metekanta. That's where it's good we learn that one tekona from the other tekona. Just like the sons first get after the father died, the same thing the daughters also only get their panosa fed after the father dies. But Ella, Iyamlet, portrayed Bedin Iskun, if you want to tell me it's Masukin and two different Bezdins, Heichi Yafinu Takanta Metakona, I don't know, I want to go to another Takona. So Moses says, no, that's not a question. Mimai, Dilma may be real in the Yerla, may Meloch betray Bedin Iskun. It was said in two different Bezdins. U Bedina Basroi Iskun, Kevedina Kamoi, that the second Bezdin was Masak in the same way the first one was. Ki Heichi Latiksha Takanta Takanta, should not have any questions, won't the Kona run another Takona? So again, you can't bring any proof from here that a blind like one Takona and Bezdin, like Zebe Matana, Zebe Yerusha, that's why it works. No, really could be there were two different Bezdins. Just they made the second Takona like the first Takona. So therefore, there is a little of a proof that since it's said in the Takona of Bonik Subas Bonadichrin, a Lashon of Yerusha, that it worked for Teres Yerusha, and therefore we have a right that according to Yochanan Mabruka, that a father has the right to give away Yerusha to one son over the other sons, it helps even in a case where he's a bari. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph from a base. The middle of the Gemara, but the two dots. Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, HaKoisev Kol Nechosav Liishtoi. If a husband writes, or at least before he dies, that all his property should go to his wife, so the locher is Lo Yosel HaPetrupa. We say it does not really mean to give it to her for a present, that the children will not yashin him, but rather, of course, there'll still be a din Yerusha. So she should be the apotropa, she should be the guardian, she should be the one taking care of the nechosim, giving it out, in order that the kids should give her respect. So Mora says, now, pshita, p'noi ha-godol, let's say a father writes also all his property, she goes to his older son, lo yosol al apotropa, it's the same thing, he does not really mean to give it to him for present, just he should be the guardian, he should be the one taking care of the Yerusha, in order that the other brothers should give respect to the older brother. But the question is, b'noi ha-koten mai, what's going to be the luck if the father gives all his property away to his younger son? Does he mean it really? Or does he also mean he should be the apotropos, he should respect him also? Sitma, we learned, Rabbi Chaniloi bar Idi Omar Shmuel, says over the name of Shmuel, that yes, that afilu b'noi koten ha-muto b'yarisa, even though he's a young son, still in the cradle, if the father gives him over all his property, we say what the father meant to say is only to make an apotropos, that's all. He does not really mean to give it to him. If there is a present, he only means to give him, to make him the apotropos, the guardian over it, and everybody will still receive their portion of the Yerusha. Now, Pshita. Pshita b'noi v'achar. Let's eat two cases. Either a case where the father writes all of nechosim to one of his sons, or else he writes all his property to somebody else. And the locher is acha b'matana. If he wrote it off to somebody else, he really meant to give it to him for a present. And then the sons are not yashin, but that person keeps it. Ubenoy apotropos, but in the case we gave it over to one of his children, then like I said before, he only meant to make an apotropos, and there'll still be a din Yerusha. Shalvan Agoras, the next part is in the parentheses, Ishtar v'yachar, if he went to give right off to his wife or to somebody else, so liyachar the maton of Ishtar apotropos. His wife is also an apotropos, like I learned before, and he gives it to somebody else, he means it for a present. Now, Ishtar arusa v'ishtar gerusha, the maton. What's going to be if a person writes all his property off to his wife that he just married now, only through Erison, that they're not making the suyin yet? Or else Ishta Yerusha, he writes off all his property to his wife that he already gave a get to. So the matan, these two cases we say for sure, those who really need to give it to them for a present, and not that they should be a guardian over the children either he had already or that he will have. But Iboilu, I have a question like this. Das Eitzel Abonim. Let's say a father that has a daughter and he has children, sons, and he writes all his nechosim over to his daughter. What does it mean to do? Or else the Isha Eitzel Achim. In the case where the husband writes all his property off to his wife and he doesn't have any children, if he would die now, his brothers would yashin him. So the question is, did he really mean to give it to his wife for a present, or does he only mean to make his wife an apotropis? She should take care of the Yerusha for the other brothers. Or else, V'isha Eitzel B'nei HaBaal. The husband writes off all his property to one wife, and he has children from another wife. What's going to be the locha ma? What's the locha? Does he really need to give it to her for a present? Or again, she should only be the apotropis over those children that were still yashin him. So Omer Ravina said, Mishmei the Rav in the name of Rava, the kulu in all these cases, loikono, that he does not really mean to give it to him for a present, rather they're only an apotropis, they're only a guardian, only watching it for the real yorshim. Levar excluding me'ishto yarusa ve'ishto yarusha. The case where the husband writes off the property to his wife that is just married now to Erison with Kedushin alone before Nesuyin, here he means to give it to her for a present. Whereas ve'ishto yarusha writes it off to his wife, he gave a get to already, he means a present, and not that they should be a guardian for the Yorshim. But in the other cases, it's still a Yerusha. However, Rav Avira, Mishmei de Rav Omar, the Kulu, in all the cases coming, and look, that the husband really meant to give it to her for a present, and she keeps it. Levar excluding Meisha Eitzelachin, the case where there are no children involved. It's only a question, will his brothers yashin him? So he gives it to his wife, there he holds, the wife is only an apotropis. V'isha eitzel b'nei habal. Or else in the case where he has other children from another wife, and he gives it to the second wife that he had no children from, so we say there the husband meant to give it to make her an apotropis, she should watch over that the other kids should take the Yerusha equally. Nothing more says. Boy,